Mixed to lower action in the market trade on Monday. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen with this market update. Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net joins us for today's market wrap-up. Matt, let's start in the grains and oil seeds. We saw the soybean complex find some pressure on Monday with corn and wheat relatively mixed. There's the talk of this farmer aid package that we're getting details on here Monday afternoon and more. Wonder if that had something to do with some of the downturn in beans. Your thoughts on Monday's trade action?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to say. I mean, this bean market on the overnight market, you know, it was lower. And then actually the thing rallied back towards the break in the session, if you will, there in the morning. And it looked like, well, shoot, maybe we ran some stops below $11 and flushed some of that out maybe, you know, but that was wishful thinking as the day trade went on. You know, there's no doubt we had some selling creep in and double-digit losses on front months. And so, yeah, I just feel like as far as the bean trade's concerned, there's a lot of people that are, I don't know, frustrated with the pace of these Chinese purchases. And then, you know, the timing factor, of course, Secretary Bessent said last week that they were right on pace, but that actually they had till February, which, that's not something that we were told whenever this all came out. And so I just think that there's a lot of people frustrated with it, wondering how it's all going to pan out, if you will, you know, and wondering if everything is going to be as we've thought that it was going to be.
You know, I wonder too, there's all of that in the news here, of course, and then just the overall feelings on this ag economy. And you get into this time period as well, Matt, when the holiday doldrums kind of settle in here and the thinner action, and just it makes for an interesting market trade here throughout the holiday season.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, a lot of the old adage, you know, bears get Thanksgiving and bulls get Christmas, but boy, it doesn't feel very Christmassy around here right now. It's just, it's just a blasé market, you know. really good corn export inspections this morning. That's something that we kind of expect, or we've come to expect. I mean, we're running 67% ahead, you know, of the USDA or of last year, where the USDA is predicting, you know, 9 or 10%. You know, ahead of a year ago. And so there's no doubt that right now the pace is, it's just a torrid pace. We've seen fantastic sales and shipments. And you got to ask yourself, can you keep that pace? I'd say you probably can't. A lot of thoughts that Mexico's front loading as far as their exports that they need. But at the same time, you know, if those cattle stay south of the border, you've got to assume that they're going to continue needing a fair amount of corn moving forward. So no doubt corn demand is just phenomenal. U.S. World demand, either one, all-time records. And so with that being the case, that's a good thing to see. You know, if you get any supply disruption over the next, you know, 6-8 months, whether that's Safrina or whether that's U.S., there's no doubt that I think the market would be reactive. But right now, boy, there's just not much that can raise a pulse.
Tuesday, we got the December WASDE report set to be released. Typically not a market mover, Matt. One has to wonder, though, will we see any demand tweaks? You know, maybe a cut to the soybean export target, for instance, things of that nature. Or could there be any other surprises waiting for us here on the December WASDE, Matt?
You know, I mean, they typically don't, like, touch production at all. I mean, but you didn't get an October report. So with us not getting an October report, you know, I don't know if this December report will be different than normal. I mean, it seems like most of the time in December, they basically take the month off. I mean, there's very few, if any, changes ever made in the month of December. And so is that going to be the case this year? I don't know. I mean, obviously that makes this January report all the more interesting. You know, there's a lot of people in the trade that still feel like, for instance, corn yield needs to come down. As far as demand's concerned, yeah, you've got to assume they've got some, you know, firepower to go ahead and increase exports. But if they do that, they probably need to lower feed residual usage. So there's some moving parts there for sure. Is it going to be a market mover? You know, my guess would be that it wouldn't. But at the same time, anytime a USDA report comes out, I think we've got to understand that, you know, we could get some sort of surprise that none of us are expecting.
What about as we look at the livestock trade, kind of a mixed bag there to start off the week. I know we had substantially higher cash cattle trade last week, Matt, and obviously a big rally back in this cattle complex. What's your take on the protein side of things?
Yeah, I mean, you look at the cattle market, of course, fats and feeders are both down here. And I mean, we've had a heck of a run the last 2 weeks. You know, 2 weeks ago, we kind of bounced off a low and charged back higher. I kind of wondered as we closed last week, hey, might we go up and fill some of these gaps, you know, both fats and feeders. You know, you'd have to get another $15, $20 to get all of those filled everywhere. But some contracts would be a fair amount less, you know. And so I think there's a possibility there. It just seems like the confidence has definitely been shaken. Whenever you look at this cattle market, your investor, your big money player, they see that basically an all-out war has been waged on, you know, the cattle industry, you know, with wanting to get beef prices lower. And so I think that, you know, if you're a fund, you got to ask yourself, what's your appetite for wanting to go along this cattle market? Fundamentals are still very solid. Cattle are still not coming north of the border. And that probably won't happen, you know, with screwworm being 100 miles south of the border right now. I just don't think that you can put a timeline on this thing. And so, yeah, I don't know. Fundamentals haven't changed much, but boy, it makes it very worrisome to step in here and buy, especially after we've rallied, you know, $27 off the lows.
It's going to be interesting as we move forward, I think, here as well. We get through the holidays. We see, it, you know, potentially, is the border going to get reopened? We don't know, but that seems to be the last domino that we could foresee that it's going to have an impact on this cattle market. I feel like everything else, you know, in the kitchen sink's been thrown at this cattle market here, Matt.
Oh, for sure. You know, but, you know, you look at beef prices and, you know, really the consumer hadn't backed away whatsoever. No. As you said, cash trade, you know, it really bounced back after having, you know, a rough couple of weeks. But overall, I mean, really, there's not much changed here. And so, you know, when you start to try to figure out price direction, you know, I think that what we've got to be cognizant of is that the outside money flowing in or the big money players flowing into longs, I just feel like they're going to be somewhat hesitant, you know, and so it makes it pretty tough on someone to go out and buy in feeders because still in the real world, it's hard to find a good deal on feeders, so to speak. And so if you buy the feeders, you know, and you look at buying the feed and then selling the fats on the board or trying to hedge some sort of profit, it's awful thin, if anything. So, you know, this is not for the faint of heart right now.
Matt, any final thoughts you'd have for folks as we wrap up our conversation today here on the Market Wrap-Up? Anything you'd mention or reiterate as we're looking at these markets?
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's kind of a frustrating deal. You and I talked about it before we got started. I mean, you know, there's not much fun to talk about. But a lot of times, whenever you get into this type of situation, the market tends to find something, you know, to get us excited. So we got to hope we get some sort of Christmas present here over the next couple, 3 weeks. It'd sure be nice to get something. I think on the cash side, maybe that's where you get it because there's definitely some basis pushes out there. Some people have got the bin doors locked. And so if you don't see anything on the futures, you know, make sure your originator knows what you've got and what you want for it.
Folks want to reach out and have a conversation with you and the team there at agmarket.net. I know it's just as easy as getting started on the website, isn't it, Matt?
Oh, yeah. Just go to agmarket.net. At the top of our page right now, you know, we've got a banner for our meeting down in Nashville that you'll be at. And so, you know, we've had a lot of fun with that the last few years. A lot of people return. Hope to see people sign up to come to the conference.
Looking forward to being there. And again, folks can find more at agmarket.net. With that, Matt Bennett, thanks for joining us on today's Market Wrap-Up here on the American Ag Network.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Once again, Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net joining us here on Monday's Market Wrap-Up. Always remember that risk of trading futures and or options can be substantial. For the American Ag Network, I'm Jesse Allen reporting.